morning, we're sitting in Chayyarim Hilchus Shabbos, learning Klal Vav, we're learning Sem Yud Gimel. So the Chayyarim says, Sarach Ladiach Kershal B'Kiddush. So there are halachos of the kohes, how we have to use it. So the first one is that the kohes should be washed. The Mursa should be washed inside and outside. The kohes was used prior by somebody else, it's appropriate to wash it out. So he sends us back to Klal Mem Vav, where the Chayyarim makes a list of other things that one has to keep in mind when the person is using Kershah Berachah Zemazin. So back in Klal Mem Vav, in Siman Zayin, he said that the curse has to be Sholem, the curse has to be intact, the curse shouldn't have any pieces missing, cracks, etc. And even if the bottom stand, which means the kohes, the part which holds the actual liquid, it's intact. So it's not losing any liquid. It's not dripping. But if it was made to have a stand that it stands on, a foot, a leg that it stands on, if that broke, you should not use the kohes that for kershal mitzvah. You should not use that for that purpose. It says if there is a nick in the lip, you should not use it. If any part is missing, so it's going to be puzzled. If it's just a scratch, but if it was nicked and there's even a little bit missing, so it's a problem. You cannot use it for kershal bracha. If there's a crack, nothing is missing, it's just cracked. So you cannot use it unless you're in a situation of Mishas Tzadkak. It should be full. And the Mor says that when you're offered the kohes, you should take it with both hands, then you should move it into one hand. You should raise it a tefach off of the table. And the person should stay focused on the kohes. Chayyarim is telling us that all of these points are relevant to the curse of Kiddush, just like we have a curse of Berachos Zemazin. Well, yeah, pogam, and the wine should not be pogam. So pogam is wine which a person has taken a drink from. So if we had a situation where the wine, a person eliminated the amount of wine he drank from the wine for the night, he cannot use that wine again Shabbos day because the wine is pogam. You can relieve the problem of pogam by adding in some more wine. So that takes away the status of pogam. Adding more wine or even adding water would take away the status of pogam. So, but if it is pogam, you cannot use it for kreish shel kiddush. The Mishabura says, let's say you don't have an option. You have no other wine, you have no other liquid to take away the begima, and it's pogam, what should you do? So he says, possibly by Friday night, arguably it might be better to say Kiddush on Pas. So that's how important pogam is. The Shabbos day, since you have no other choice, you would say Kiddush on that. When the person drinks, it shouldn't be pogam. So how do we deal with it if the drinking should not be pogam? So the Mekadosh, after he says Kiddush, he pours out before he drinks, so that wine that and each person again gets from that, so the drink is not pogam. If he drinks before he pours out, what he's offering to the other people is pogam. It's had a drink taken from it. So the halacha says, assuming that people don't mind, the same way we don't look at the second drink a person does from the kohes is pogam. It's all one long drinking. If multiple people drink from the same kohes, and it wasn't pogam for the first one, it's not considered pogam for any of them. But if it's transferred to a different kohes, so the husband drinks from his kohes and he sends the kohes to his wife. So if she drinks from the kohes, so she's drinking from the same kohes as he drank, so it's not a problem pogam. She takes the cup, she pours, transfers the wine from the kiddush cup into her own cup, and she drinks from it. Well, he already drank from it, so it's pogam. And now she's putting into a different kli. So she's putting yain, which is pogam, into the kli, so that's inappropriate. Now, b'di'evad, the mesumim do not drink, you're still yotzei, even more than b'di'evad. It's not ma'akev b'chlal. it's a milo that the person should drink from a kreshel mitzvah, a kreshel bracha. So if the other, if she was not yotze drinking from a kreshel bracha, because it's pogum, but it's not ma'akev, because she doesn't have to. But a scenario where that's definitely not lechatchila way to do it. You want to try and do this added preferred option of drinking, so you shouldn't be pogum. So what can she do? She can either drink from the kais that her husband drank, which might have situations during the time, certain times of the month, when a woman's in need of, that's problematic. Alternatively, she can switch it. He can give her, he can pour out some wine before he drinks. In the case of a woman who's in need of, he can't pass it to her, but she can come and take it. Assuming there's multiple people there, he can pour out cups of wine for everybody, and then she can come and take one. It's just the two of them, he can't pour wine for her either. So then all he eats is to take the kais, and she can drink from it, she can't give it back to him. Or she can pour it into another cup and then add a little bit of water, and then she could drink it. So that's some of the ways to address the problem, the concern of pogum.